WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Recovery has already started in the aftermath of the fertilizer plant explosion in West.
The superintendent of the West School District is hoping to resume classes Monday, even though three of the four campuses were inside the explosion zone.
Grand Prairie ISD has been so great providing three double-wide portable buildings to be placed on the west end of our campus so that we can create a sixth-grade academy and be able to serve those sixth grade kids.
Connolly ISD, which is 10 minutes away, will open their doors to 7th through 12th graders. Search and rescue teams continue around the clock, methodically going through the five blocks of remains leveled by the explosion. Deputy Matt Cawthon of the McLennan County Sheriff's Office says chemical tanks still at the plant remain a threat.
It is still a very volatile situation because of the ammonium nitrate that was found at the scene. This is a fertilizer company, and as it is, it has that type of component in it.
Officials are discouraging donations of food, water, and other staples because there's no place to store the merchandise. Cash donations can be made, among other places, to the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund and any bank and trust location in Bryan and College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A pre-dawn fire yesterday got a head start on an Orleans Street home before a passerby noticed and reported it. Bryan Fire Department's William Bow says there were no injuries because the family was staying with a relative who needed care, but all of their possessions were destroyed and the house is a total loss.
Because of the utilities being turned off, we are looking at it as a suspicious fire. There is no direct good reasoning for the cause at this time. So this is a suspicious fire, and we'll be looking into it.
Bow says weather has slowed them down on an aggressive search of the scene, but they'll continue investigating and see what turns up. This week's bombings in Boston have repercussions worldwide. As College Station prepares for tomorrow's Earth Day Festival, Mayor Nancy Berry says public safety officials have their plans.
Well, certainly the police department and our first responders are always looking at how they can do more to protect our citizens. I think any tactical information is not going to come to city council.
Sure, I understand. Right,
yeah, so
right,
I don't
right.
think the council's going to hear anything. But every tragedy has some learning points to it, and our police officers and first responders will, in fact, you know, learn something from it and will be able to incorporate it.
Berry says representatives of all affected city departments have been in communication for months to have protocols in place should emergencies arise. The Texas House has once again passed a bill to ban texting while driving. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he voted for the bill despite Governor Rick Perry's vehement opposition.
You know, that was about a 4 or 5 hour debate on that bill. It was kind of funny in a way. I think that really the message that was trying to be sent, not necessarily trying to fine people as much as saying, hey, we don't need to be texting while we're driving. It's a distraction and somebody's going to get hurt.
He says he doesn't know how such a bill actually could be enforced, but at least it would send the message that people should not be texting while driving. And today, Texas A&M is opening its first major building project dedicated to the liberal arts program in decades. College of Liberal Arts Dean Jose Bermudez says the grand opening for the four-story building will be this afternoon at 2.
It's 120,000 square feet, and it'll house two of our departments, and it gives us some of the facilities that we haven't had up to now in for performing arts, for theater, and for music, and that really any serious research university needs to have, so we're very excited about it.
The ceremony will include live music and interactive tours of the building, which has a recording studio, rehearsal rooms, costume and scene design spaces, and research areas. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 45 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Every Tuesday at Aggie Baseball till the end of May will be Baseball Bingo. Come early, get a bingo card, and have a chance to win team jerseys, tailgating chairs, coffee tumblers, and much more. Only a few Tuesday games left, so you don't want to miss out. All games start at 6:35. March 26th, UTA. April the 2nd, UTSA. April the 9th, Sam Houston. April 30th, Grambling State. And May the 14th, UT Pan American. Tickets to these games can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure is located near Brownsville. It extends all the way up into southeastern Idaho this morning, and this system will continue to build our way. We'll have lots of sun today. It will be cool, high 60 to 65. Clear skies tonight. We're going to get down to about 40 to 45. A mostly sunny day in the forecast for tomorrow. Nice start to the weekend, 70. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be around 50. Occasional sunshine for Sunday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. Let's go out on the road, and Kyle Cassell, state rep, joins us this morning. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. We're doing as good as can be expected.
Okay, you're headed back up to West this morning. Is that correct?
That's correct. I was able to sneak home last night and get a hug from my wife and two kids and put everything in perspective, and we're headed back to a few press conferences, and hopefully we can get some updated information and get that out to everybody in the district.
Should be a lot of elected officials there today, huh?
Today, yeah, it's going to be a little crazy today. I think we will have Senator Cornyn and Senator Cruz are in town, and the governor will be, we will have a press conference around 3:30, 4-ish, with the governor. You know, bless him and his family. His father-in-law passed away this week, so they're at a funeral this morning. So prayers with them as well as all the people in West.
You know, and certainly the outreach from Bryan College Station has been wonderful in surrounding areas, but I know that, you know, it's a certain amount of civic pride for a small town like West that they really want to take care of their own first.
I concur, and with that, you give me a great opportunity. When I arrived on scene at 11:30 or so on Wednesday night, the local responders, the mayor, the county judge, and the commissioners, and all the surrounding small towns, EMS and fire units, they had already had everybody that was injured and still with us moved to hospitals or a triage center. I mean, they went into turbo mode, and the job they did was phenomenal. And then once the state resources started arriving, they were able to make everybody comfortable. And then, of course, you know, we had to deal with the toxic side of the chemical spill and hazmat and just gingerly walk through there. I mean, still parts of the fertilizer plant aren't safe for first responders or the even Texas Task Force 1 to get in there and find out the whole story. So hopefully we'll have that sometime this afternoon. And I appreciate everybody's prayers and their patience. And like I said, the mayor and his team have done a phenomenal job in West.
State Representative Kyle Cassell is joining us this morning as he's headed up to West. You know, I hate to bring this up, but I have to, because there are going to be people who don't understand the agricultural community, don't understand small towns in Texas and small towns every place, where there might be a facility such as this that under normal conditions would be just fine, but when something like this happens, the knee-jerk reaction, and again, always talking about the number of people who are moving to Texas every day. Is this going to end up being something that's going to be contentious for some people, that there would be a facility like this close to any kind of center of population?
You know, it's become part of the news, and I hope we can educate everybody. But these fertilizer plants are very safe, and they have met all the regulations of TCEQ and the EPA. You also got to understand, in a small town, and this time of year, where, you know, we are in a drought, but we have been blessed with a little bit of rain. So this plant was at full capacity. It, you know, from an agriculture perspective, if you're looking at the GPS or the Google Maps of before the scene, you can look at the number of buggies and different fertilizer application instruments in the field. I mean, this is a big farming community, and it's time to put fertilizer down to grow the crops that help feed this country and this state. So, you know, it was just they had a large number of rail cars in probably. I mean, there's still a lot to learn about where we were in this process, but they do everything at an incredible level. The technology we have in agriculture today is second to none with our water use and our fertilizer use. And so, you know, this was a freak accident. There was a fire. When we find out how that fire developed, we'll understand it. But it was not, there's no danger near the fertilizer plant. It was just a freak accident. But trust me, that group up there does a fine job. I know the gentleman that runs it, and he is truly a friend, and I'm glad to say I'll get to visit with him today at some point.
It's been an atypical week for you, but is there anything that legislatively happened earlier in the week that that touched you or some things that you'd like to comment on?
Well, I can't even remember what day it is, to be honest, yeah. But I can tell you that I was able to get a very important bill for agriculture out of committee and ag committee this week on beef ID and traceability, going back to, you know, I always want to tie that to our level 3 BSO lab at Texas A&M. We're working hard to get for the university and the state and the country and food safety. And so I had a good week until I uprooted Wednesday afternoon and headed to West.
Certainly. Okay, well, safe travels to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Scott. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks. That's Kyle Cassell, state rep. We hear from him every Friday. We hear from John Rainey on Thursdays, and, of course, Charles Schwertner on Wednesdays. 8:16.
Does your dog live in the lap of luxury? Don't lower your standards when you leave town. Waggy Pet Zone is a premium boarding facility with suites that include furniture, TVs that play your pet's favorite pet-friendly programming, and 6 escorted walks to private fenced-in yards each day. A true pet vacation destination when you're on vacation. Pamper your pet while you're away at Waggy Pet Zone, setting a new standard in pet care on Rock Prairie Road in College Station. Call 693-9663 or visit waggypetzone.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. You brought a guest with you today.
I did, and I just want to highlight, you know, it's almost summer, believe it or not. You know, did we really have a winter? I don't know. But there's a lot of summer camps going on, and one organization that does a particularly great job of that is the Children's Museum. They offer a lot of great opportunities for kids of, I don't know what ages, but we're about to learn. But I'll turn it over to you and let you talk about some of those opportunities coming up.
Thank you. My name is Amy Hall. I'm with the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. Like Chris said, we have a lot of summer camps coming up, and they're for ages 4 to usually about 12. We have actually 2 age groups, 4 to 6, and then 7 and up. We try to keep them separated just for the age range, but it's a lot of fun. We have all sorts of different themes. We have a How Pinteresting for those moms who like to Pinterest and have all those crafts they can never do with their kids. Well, we're going to do them. We also have our normal science camp, our cooking camp. Let's see, we got an art camp. That's always a good one. They're a lot of fun. We have member prices and non-member prices. It's $40 if you are an applause member with us or a standing ovation member. $50 if you're not a member with us. So we definitely got that option there. And it's a lot of fun. They go all summer, all the way to August 9th. So we're looking forward to them.
Oh, my. Now, and how long each day? What are the hours each day?
It's 7:30 to 5:30 each day. So it's good for parents who have to work during the summer because we keep them busy all day, and they definitely come home tired.
Ah, that was just about what I was about to say. One of the other great selling factors is the fact that they're tired. But they do. They get to learn something and, I guess, get to take some things home. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens if you want to pick and choose? If you're going to be gone on vacation or you're not going to be there for the whole summer, how does that work out?
Well, it's actually pretty great because we have a day-by-day option. If you cannot make it all week and you only want to come Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that is perfectly great. We pay by day, or you can go ahead and purchase the whole week. So if you only have a certain theme you want to go to, go ahead and sign up for that whole week. But if you're only needing something, you know, part of the week, you can just sign up for those days.
Or if you find something that your kiddo is especially interested in, you want to expand it.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay, so the website or other contact information?
It's cmbv.org, or you can call us at 979-779-5433. 3-7. Registration is open, and for each camp, it's open till the Wednesday before that camp starts.
Okay, so in other words, over 7 and under 7, pretty much is what we're
pretty much.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming in and telling us about
affordable.
That.
I mean, you know, if you really think about it, and all day, I don't think anybody else is doing that. What did you say, 7:30 to? Well,
yeah, 5:30. Yeah,
people get up that early, right?
They do, absolutely.
That's new to me.
Y'all have some special stuff going on, really, at the Arts Council itself.
Yeah, I usually run around crazy because we're so busy, but this is, you know, a big time of year. Each spring marks the Arts Council of Brazos Valley's anniversary. Well, we've been around for 43 years, growing very strong, and so we're going to celebrate that in style. We're going to do it a little different this year. We're doing a house party of sorts. So that's coming up Saturday, April 27th from 6 to 9. Only the first 100 can get in. We're selling tickets fast.
Okay.
Those tickets are at acbv.org, but it's a little different. It's a casual. You can come out. You don't have to wear your black tie, which is great. You know, I'm always excited about that. You can wear shorts if you want. But it's Denise Bermudez. She's our underwriter for the event. She's providing her beautiful home out in Indian Lakes. And we just found out that Karen Chavez is going to headline. We also have Chris Puente and Aaron Cost out there. And also a High Maintenance, which is a bluegrass band. Open bar, Christopher's Appetizers, Chocolate Gallery is going to be out there. It's going to be amazing. Door prizes, artists. So a lot of fun. We're just trying to do things a little different.
Certainly. No, I agree. And that's, again, so that you can highlight what this overall organization does. Again, if they want some more information on the tickets for that.
979-696-2787 or info@acbv.org, like Arts Council Brazos Valley.
Okay, and that's a week from Saturday.
It
that
is.
That happens.
It's coming up quick, April 27th.
All right, got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Arts Council on Fridays on News Talk 1620.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Megan Penny. And you guys are doing something for, what is this, the fourth year now?
It's the second year for Huggies for Hope.
Okay, Huggies for Hope, and this is to raise diapers for families that need them.
Yes, specifically for a Hope Pregnancy Center.
Okay, and how do the folks go about helping if they'd like to?
You can drop them off at drop-off locations, which are JJ Snow Cones, Mugwall's Grace Wellness Center, and Aguiland Printing until Saturday, which is our event. Or you can come out and drop them off there. And you can also participate in our event. It's a run for younger kids.
Define younger.
Younger, so we have a run for 1 mile for K through 4th grade and a run for 5th grade through 8th grade, which is 2 miles.
Okay. Approximately how many diapers did you get for this last year?
60,000.
60,000 diapers?
Yes.
So you're good at it. And I would assume you're going to try and surpass that this year.
Yes.
What's the website if people want to find out more?
It's huggiesforhope.org. And that is huggiyz4hope.org. And like us on Facebook.
Thank you all very much for coming in. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. It's 8:23. It's time to play Jethro Trivia.
Hot dog. Yeah.
No, there are no hot dogs involved. I'm sorry.
That's just what I say when I'm excited.
Oh, I see. All right. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City College Station. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Okay, so here we go. It's today's topic is it's hip to be square. It's hip to be square. We've heard all the hipsters. Hipsters, those are people who, you know, try to do things that are cool before they're cool.
I thought it was people who wore tight pants and big glasses.
Well, I guess those are nerds, aren't they? Anyway, they do this by tirelessly staking out the new by embracing the old, convincing themselves that these are, in fact, the nonconformists, and they can take an old game and make it a new game. So what's now hip again? Is it A, Monopoly, B, Parcheesi, C, Bingo, or D, Yahtzee? Once again, what's old that's new again? Is it A, Monopoly, B, Parcheesi, C, Bingo, D, Yahtzee? We'll have Sokol answer first.
I'm going to go Parcheesi.
Parcheesi.
Yeah.
Which I don't know that I've ever played. I mean, you see the board, and you know it's a Parcheesi board, right? Isn't it?
I think I played it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a thing about it. Yeah.
And I know, there may be a Parcheesi app out there. We probably ought to look and see. If not, then, you know, go get that. All right, Kat.
Oh, I'll choose Monopoly just for fun.
Oh, just for fun.
No,
okay.
I always lose.
Yeah, no, okay. All right, and Kevin?
The answer is bingo.
Oh, he's one of these again. What, did you do a commentary on this again?
All. I'm just kidding.
No, I didn't. I found it very interesting, so I read the article online.
That's it. He's exactly right. It's bingo.
Well, wait, did bingo ever really go away?
Well, I don't...
For kids,
well,
it
for
did.
Younger people, I guess it, yeah, it did.
College kids are going to play bingo. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, apparently so. Bingo is the cool new hot pastime for the hipsters who are too lazy for Yahtzee. Which does take some... No, but that takes some mental acuity.
And I'll tell you what's fun. Bunko is a fun game. I wish that would become cool.
I don't know the...
Just wait on it.
Yeah. I'm sure it will. What is Bunko? What do they do?
You ding a bell and play with cards and win stuff. Similar to bingo, I guess.
Jay, is that how you would have described it?
I've never witnessed Bunko.
Oh, okay.
Have only heard of it. Kind of like the Chupacabra.
So where do we get Bunko Squad?
Bunko Squad?
Well, that's a great get. I don't know.
The police, because, the police, remember a long time ago, they used to be the Bunko Squad. You don't remember
I do not.
I'm looking it up right now.
If you'll look that up while we go ahead and do our serious segment. I was so disappointed you didn't bring in professional shirt tie dyers today, just by the way.
Oh, you know what I also didn't bring today?
What?
A pin. A 75th anniversary lapel pin.
What I was going to do, I'll just tell people because, they wouldn't have known anyway. But now this is the new little, is this the new little bug that you have on the bottom of your email? Do you have the little pin?
Oh, yeah. The little 75th logo.
Had I remembered where there were a color printer here, I was going to print one up in color and cut it out and tape it to my shirt.
It gets the name from the game.
Does it?
By the way.
Well, there you go.
The original Bunko was a dishonest gambling game played with dice.
Wanted us to play something illegal? Something you would cheat at? That's
and
terrible.
The Bunko squad was in charge of breaking up illegal gambling rings.
Bunko games. Wow. Okay. Well, you never knew. All right. What's going on in the city of College Station?
Lots of stuff going on in College Station. We do still need people to register for the Fajita Cook-Off. I know the mayor talked about that earlier in the week. That Fajita Cook-Off happens Saturday, May the 4th.
Now,
Yeah.
Go ahead. Now, is it chicken, beef, or other?
See, you asked her that.
I know.
And she confidently said, cooker's choice.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the case.
Yeah.
I think she made up the answer.
Yeah. Nutria.
Yeah, again.
But in all fairness, I haven't heard Parks and Rec say which meat it is. But I would have to think there is some consistency for the judges.
Other may be game.
Yeah.
Game?
Yeah.
Like venison fajitas?
Yeah.
Well, no, okay. But again, that would be good. But then nutria could be game as well. And
sure.
That's far different than venison.
I'd still try it.
Okay.
Nutria fajitas. All right.
You can make sausage out of anything.
Yes, you can.
Remember that. Okay.
Well, that is the precursor to the opening of Starlight Music Series. So so if you'd like to participate either as a pro or as an amateur in the Fajita Cook-Off, go to cstx.gov/starlight. You'll find the registration information there as well as all the entertainment information on that particular webpage. So do that. We've also got Brazos Valley Earth Day. That is tomorrow at Wolfpen Creek Park. And that's where you'll also see the mayor roaming around with recyclable bags.
Oh.
If you'd like to know, well, that's how she is.
Okay.
So if you'd like to know more about Brazos Valley Earth Day, go to brazosvalleyearthday.com. And finally, a little something not for tomorrow, but the following Saturday. That is the Household Hazardous Waste Collection event. This happens only twice a year. So if you miss this by 5 minutes,
really,
you are out of luck for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't miss it.
Make plans.
Saturday, April 27th from 7 to 2. You must enter the University Services Building property from the Harvey Road side, not from the University Drive side.
Okay.
That's the side that they will steer you out. That's the exit on University Drive. So if you'd like to know more about the items they accept, the items they will not accept, visit bvsma.com. That is BVSWMA.com.
Yeah, they pretty much got it down to a science.
They
now.
Really do.
Yeah, yeah,
put the nasty stuff in your car, in the back of your truck, what have you, and they will take it out for you and dispose of it properly, diverting it from the landfill.
They're still doing computer stuff too?
Yeah, they don't have that listed here, but every year that has become part of it.
Yeah,
it's the computer collection, also the medical waste
as
well.
It's all right there. There you go. Jay Sokol here from the City College Station on Fridays. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. the company that has been serving you since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
A housing market trend. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It can be hard to justify the expense of building a new house these days. Construction costs have driven up the cost of newly built housing. Zoning laws often restrict the kinds of houses that can be built, and the prices of existing homes are still affordable by comparison. The Wall Street Journal says one new housing sector trend is for older houses to be bought, gutted, and rebuilt with modern interiors. Spending on remodeling is up 9% this year. Air quality is improving. There's been a dramatic reduction in carbon dioxide emissions in recent years. The Energy Information Administration says many utilities have shifted from coal to natural gas for power production, and that is the main reason for the improvement. McDonald's reports first quarter sales for U.S. restaurants that have been open a year or more were down a little more than 1% from the prior first quarter. McDonald's profit grew slightly. Stock market futures still higher ahead of the Friday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking, we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Local, state, and federal aid has been pledged for the victims of the fertilizer plant explosion in West.
Helicopter rides were taken over the town yesterday by the governor and attorney general. Upon his return, AG Greg Abbott gave what was arguably the most descriptive view of the destruction.
Immediately next to the explosion are railroad tracks. Those railroad tracks in certain areas were basically fused together. The explosion blew those tracks right next to each other.
As the state's top prosecutor, Abbott was asked if he's keeping the door open to consider the option of criminal negligence.
I think issues involving that is way premature to even consider any issues like this. Our focus right now is on trying to help the families affected by this, get them back to as close to normalcy as we can, help out in the search and rescue component, and we'll have to leave to another day.
Abbott says his office will not play a role in the investigation of the fire which resulted in the explosion. Meantime, cash donations are being collected at the Bank and Trust in BCS for the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund, which was reactivated to assist hundreds of victims. Officials repeated the request to not send food, water, and other supplies because they've run out of storage space. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A suspicious fire before dawn yesterday morning destroyed a Bryan home. William Bowles of the Bryan Fire Department says no one was injured, but all that's left of the home on Orleans Street is some partial outside brick walls and the slab.
The families that had been living in the home, they had been temporarily caring for her mother, and was not living at the home presently. They had had all the utilities cut off while they weren't staying there, although they were keeping all their property there, so they lost all their property.
Bell says the fact that the utilities were off provides no explanation for why the house might have accidentally caught on fire, so the investigation continues. This afternoon, Texas A&M will celebrate the opening of its newest addition, a liberal arts and humanities building. Dean Jose Bermudez of the College of Liberal Arts says the music and theater arts programs will be housed on the first two floors.
We've got a recording studio in there. We've got rehearsal rooms, practice rooms, spaces for the theater arts program to design, build costumes and scenery. Then moving up the building, we've got office spaces, we've got research space, digital humanities for some of the research groups in the English department.
Bermudez says the grand opening for the four-story, 120,000-square-foot building will start at 2. As Governor Perry and the Texas Senate disagree about how much money to spend from the Rainy Day Fund, State Representative John Rainey O'Brien says he feels the House is a little exasperated.
Yesterday, after lots of planning and working, we got a message from the governor that he wants to do most of this financing through 100-year bonds. And I don't think there's much appetite for debt. What we have right now is we're still trying to figure out how to pay for $17 billion worth of highway bonds. I just don't feel like that's going to be the answer.
Rainey says the theory is that you can borrow money at such a cheap rate that you'll make a little bit on the spread by reinvesting it. But that strikes him as a gamble. He says there are three bills being considered that have to do with funding transportation. And finally, plans for tomorrow's Earth Day Festival in College Station include the safety of all participants.
Whenever there's any public event, such as the Boston Marathon or what we have coming up on Saturday is Earth Day, you know, these events just don't happen. They've been planned for months and months and months, and Parks Department is in constant communication, and the police and the fire are available, and there's always EMS and extra patrolmen, and streets are closed for access, and then other equipment is deployed throughout to get to first responders, quickly.
Mayor Nancy Berry says first responders are always thinking about how they can do more to protect citizens. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 49 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Good afternoon. Blood pressure looks good. What seems to be the problem today?
Doctor, I have trouble making up my mind.
Not really a medical issue, but I'm listening.
For example, I was going to get a new Honda Civic.
Great car.
I'll say. And Honda's a better value than ever thanks to all the standard features.
Deep breath. Standard features? Like what?
Like the rear view camera, the Pandora compatibility.
Those are standard?
Yep.
Very impressive.
Right.
Say ah.
Ah. But then I saw the new Honda Accord also had tons of standard features.
Like the rearview camera and the Pandora compatibility?
Yeah, and being Hondas, they both hold their value better than any other brand.
That's a good thing. Cough? Again?
And right now is the really big spring event. Great deals on great cars.
So what's the problem?
I bought both.
You're cured.
That was easy.
Pay at the counter on your way out.
Get an Accord or Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers at the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower. Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on AggieLandHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Please let go. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
sunshine today and plenty of it. It's just not really going to help our temperatures very much as some very cool air moves into the region. Highs today are going to be 60 to 65. We're going to be clear tonight, about 40 to 45. We have sunny weather in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs near 70. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will fall back to 50. For Sunday, not bad either. Occasional sunshine. Temperatures anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. It's 21 minutes before we get to go home.
It is Friday.
I'm not working tomorrow.
But you're not counting or anything either.
No, that's right. Exactly. Yep. So, kind of a history lesson. After the Japanese attacked America at Pearl Harbor, the first time the U.S. was able to strike back was a group of 80 men who flew the first bombing raid over Tokyo.
Doolittle.
Right. Doolittle's Raiders.
Yep.
And Jimmy Doolittle.
Doolittle.
Doolittle. That's right. The plan was to bomb major Japanese cities and then land in unoccupied China, 30 seconds over Tokyo.
Yep.
Is what they called it. So it was called impossible. It was called a suicide mission. The flyers were just kind of doing their job. 80 raiders, 62 of them survived. The mission was considered to be a turning point that lifted American morale after Pearl Harbor and put the Japanese on the defensive. For decades, the Raiders have met each year on the anniversary of that mission. The anniversary of that mission was yesterday, the 71st reunion of the Flyers.
There's four of them left?
Three? Yep, and this is the last reunion. Not going to do another one. No, you're right. There are four. I'm sorry. There are four. All in their 90s, three of them made it to the reunion yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Which took place at Eglin Air Force Base in Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
They have a really neat thing that they do for
that. And that's what we're going to talk about. They got a hero's welcome yesterday as a long line of people greeted them, got autographs, heard the stories. And if you have ever talked to any survivors, go to the Pearl Harbor Museum, wherever. They're great stories. And, of course, Tom Turbeville used to do the whole deal where we would hear about veterans who live here and had served. Yeah, it was all part of a week-long celebration that ends tomorrow. The oldest survivor, 97-year-old retired Lieutenant Colonel Richard Cole, can still fly and land a B-25.
And did.
On Wednesday, he did that. I mean, wow, just amazing. Supporters now lobbying for a Congressional Medal of Honor to go to Doolittle's Raiders. At each reunion is a case containing 80 silver goblets with the name of each raider inscribed right side up and upside down on the single goblet.
Yep,
that's fun.
And each time that a raider passes away, his goblet is turned upside down in the case at the next reunion as the survivors toast their fallen comrades.
Well, that's cool.
It is. Also in the wooden case, a bottle of 1896 Hennessy Very Special Cognac. The year is not by accident. 1896 is when Jimmy Doolittle was born. Originally, the plan was for the two last surviving raiders to open the bottle and at long last drink that final toast to their comrades. But as the years went on, got to the point where there were more than two. There are always more than two. Instead, four had decided that after the final public reunion, and they'll wait till a later date sometime this year, they'll all get together kind of informally and probably in private. And do that.
So. How special.
It is.
It's really moving.
It is a really, it's a tremendous story. And
there's an excellent documentary about it that I've watched.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by the World War II. My grandfather flew as a belly gunner.
Okay.
Over Japan.
Right. Well, and as I have mentioned, the story of Paul Tibbetts to me is amazing. This is the guy who flew the Enola Gay. And Bob Green, who's an author based in Chicago, did a book where Tibbetts would not talk about it, did not want to talk about it. And there are lots of stories about him and what happened and kind of emotional turmoil that he might have gone through because of that. Because obviously that's a heavy, heavy load to bear. There's no doubt about that. But I remember one of the stories that Green told. He met Tibbetts in a small hotel in suburban Chicago. And Tibbetts was sitting very quietly, and across the way were a bunch of guys who were watching the Bulls play, and they were loud and they were rowdy, and they were of an age that, he said, they were of an age that If they had realized what this man sitting at this table quietly, had he not done what he did, they might not be alive.
No.
And, you know, just so many great stories about that. And it's a tremendous book to read, and if you ever get a chance to.
Yeah, but, I may do that. That's
yeah,
cool.
It is. It's a well-done book. All right, so now it's time to talk about Taylor Swift. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been a weird segment.
That was something completely different.
Just to go silly, that's exactly right. By the way, you are only wearing 20% of the clothes that are hanging in your closet.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, according to Jenny Snook Cook. That's her name. She says,
well, I think I'd be wearing even less. Don't most people have more than, you know, if 1/20th and they're only wearing one outfit
at a
time?
No, 20%. 20%.
She means like over the course of a week or whatever.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just picking. I understand.
Chief designer, she's the chief designing officer for California Closet. She told the Wall Street Journal, the reason you're leaving so many of your clothes hanging, generally you look at it, it's a little bit too tight, it's a little bit too baggy. But that minor flaw that you think won't bother you turns out to be the very thing that keeps you from wearing it. So, my wife's told me,
donate.
Yeah, sure. I mean, why you went and bought another shirt? Why do you need another shirt?
Because I wanted
another shirt.
Have
you looked in your closet? Have you looked in your closet? You see what's in there?
Aww.
Yeah. So that, and I'm
maybe
guilty.
You needed to feel better.
No, I didn't know. I just liked every once in a while. I need to buy another shirt.
Shop therapy.
So, yeah, so. Why not?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because I'm all about
Scott
that.
Scott needs retail therapy. It's
healthier than eating cream cheese from a spoon.
Well, like that's so. You mean cream cheese filling? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I like to talk about it. The city of Columbia, South Carolina has an interesting definition for littering. Police say they've arrested an unidentified 42-year-old woman after she stripped her clothes off and approached them on the street.
Was she on drugs?
Nah, police are holding her on anti-littering charges.
Littering?
Yeah.
She dropped her clothes.
Is there no public lewdness?
But the thing is, until they investigate, they probably want to go with something a little bit easier on her rather than the lewdness thing. I mean, you go ahead and do that. So to make their point, they charged her with littering by throwing her clothes on the ground. Because if you do the lewdness thing, that could end up being some sort of a sex crime or some sort of a felony. And yeah, again, I guess they want to hear her side of the story.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding sportsmen, and razor-sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center before April 30th for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria. Where they sell fun, not tractors.
You ate out of the cereal bowl. You partied at the Super Bowl. You won the Cotton Bowl. Now, enjoy the Lunch Bowl. Every Friday, your office can come out to Grand Station to bowl and eat during your lunch break. Package includes 2 hours of bowling, free shoe rental, pizza, pitcher of soda, and game cards. There are 2 different packages to choose from. Check out the website for details. GrandStationENT.com. Special good through reservations only. Grand Station Entertainment, your one-stop fun spot.
Hi, my name is Katie Scott, the community director for BCS March of Dimes. When my daughter was born via emergency C-section at 30 weeks gestation, she was not given surfactant therapy to develop her lungs before delivery. Because of that, she was on oxygen for months. My son, born 2 years later at 28 weeks, was given surfactant therapy and only on oxygen for 24 hours. My children are proof that March of Dimes research works. Join me on Saturday, April 20th at the Med for March for Babies and help the March of Dimes continue funding research ensuring that all babies are born healthy. Start your own walk team at marchforbabies.org or email me at kscott@marchofdimes.com.
A few years back after a hailstorm, I didn't realize immediately that large hail can put holes in your shingles, and that causes rain to seep through the wood and into the attic, eventually into your house. Well, Schulte Roofing explained it all to me and made what was an unwanted situation into a purely professional experience. I had a new roof quickly, painlessly, and Schulte took away the guesswork. So when you need a new roof, call 1-800-4-ROOF or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow is Record Store Day.
There are still those?
Well, that's the thing. There aren't that many.
It's a hipster thing.
Is that it? Okay. Here's the deal. There's a lot of good stuff that's out there, along with all these indie bands. There's some veteran artists that have come up with some goodies that are available tomorrow. Paul McCartney and Wings did a 12-inch Maybe I'm Amazed from their Wings Over America. and they have a short version and the album version in stereo and mono.
Oh, wow.
Monaural. Can you imagine that? Golly. Pink Floyd has a 7-inch 45 of the band's first single, and it comes in a replica of the original UK picture sleeve. Rolling Stones, a 5x5 EP that has not been available in vinyl since 1964. It has If You Need Me, Empty Heart, 2120 Michigan Avenue, that was their recording studio, and Around the World. And, again, a replica of the UK sleeve. There's some Animal stuff, there's some Jimi Hendrix stuff. So if you people who want to keep vinyl, then there's your opportunity.
I've heard all kinds of conversations, though, that vinyl is really a superior sound to CDs.
Absolutely it is. Yes. It is.
Especially over time. It's actually for data storage also, it would be better. But, not going to happen. Psy's new video will not be shown on state-run TV in South Korea.
Why come?
Well, I thought
you'd
ask. Is
it too bad?
No. It's not too sexy or salacious. It's because he kicks a no parking sign.
Oh.
Yeah, that's abuse of public property.
When you talked about it the first time and it was called Gentleman, I went and I watched the video because I thought, I watched part of the video. Then I lost interest. But
you understand that?
The whole point of it is that he's not really a gentleman. I mean, he does stuff like kick a ball away from kids who are playing in a park and, he does
kicking the sign is abuse of public property, so they're not going to air it. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2013, inducted last night. Honorees were Rush, Hart, Randy Newman, Public Enemy.
Rush just made it?
Yeah, they did. Yep. Donna Summer.
Have they been famous for a long time?
Yeah, sure. Albert King. Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones been in there. That's amazing.
I'd have lost that bet.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I'd have thought Quincy Jones.
Good thing we don't bet on this show.
Yeah, that's true. All right, they're going to remake the 1985 John Hughes movie Weird Science. Yeah, the original starred Anthony Michael Hall. And Mitchell Smith, is that his name? Or Island Mitchell Smith, who, by the way, got his PhD and taught at Texas A&M University.
Did he really?
He did. He did. He got out of the movie business and decided to do something else, and among those things was to teach at A&M and get his PhD.
Well, hey.
He teaches out on the West Coast now, but there you go. However, the woman, played by Kelly LeBrock, turns out to be more than they can handle, of course. No word on who will star in the reboot, but it'll be out there. Tom Cruise's new movie, Oblivion, likely to win the box office race this weekend. See how that works out. I don't know anything about it. It's he blows stuff up, and that guy from Driving Miss Daisy's in it.
Yeah, that guy,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Used to do the
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman,
Morgan Freeman.
Used to do the opening of the CBS Evening News also.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he really?
Yeah, when Katie Couric did it.
I did not know that.
There you go. Yeah, no, that's why you listen, so you can learn little things like that that really aren't important.
I'll be darned.
Top TV rentals from last week, just so you'll know. Number 3 was Lincoln. Number 2 is Red Dawn. Number 1 is Life of Pi. And then DVD sales from last week. Number 3 is Lincoln. Number 2 is The Bible, the epic miniseries. And number 1 is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. I won't be seeing The Hobbit.
You don't have to be so anti-Lord of the Rings.
I'm just telling you. I'm
every
just
time
not.
It comes up, you say kind of like, oh, I won't be watching that.
Well,
I can just imagine your shifty eyes shifting towards
being dismissive.
My chair over
not
here.
Not at all. No, not at all. I mean, you want to do that? That's fine. I think that's a wonderful thing. It's a great endeavor. It's better than lots of other stuff that's out there, right? Firefighters in the Ukraine had to rescue a 97-year-old woman from the side of a building, okay? Not inside it.
Do they have to talk her down?
No. Angela Artemoyev, was found dangling 35 feet above the ground after falling from her apartment and landing on an exterior air conditioning unit.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. She was trying to clean her windows when the incident happened. She hung on to the AC unit for half an hour.
Wow.
She's 97, yelling for help.
Holy cow.
Rescuers came to her aid, taken to a hospital. She was in shock.
Like you would be.
Yeah, but didn't sustain any serious physical injuries. Man, 97, hanging from an AC unit and yelling for half an hour.
That's crazy.
I'm not thinking there are a lot of Americans who'd be able to do that. Just saying.
Every weekend it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3030 AD compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Allen Honda is celebrating a really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
Did you know that Core Education School raised 50,000 diapers for Hope Pregnancy Center last year with their Huggies for Hope project? This year, just 11 high school freshmen made it their goal to double that. Help them reach this goal by dropping off diapers at Aggieland Printing or Grace Wellness, or send financial donations to Hope Pregnancy with the memo, Huggies for Hope. At just 21 cents per diaper, a small donation can make a huge impact. For details and drop-offs, go to huggiesforhope.org. That's H-U-G-G-Y-Z for Hope.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations, excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey, 3Till News Talk 1620 WTAW on tickets to the rodeo, 695-1620. You need to call right now, and the tickets are good for either tonight or tomorrow night. Yeah, go out there and do some of that. In a recent study, two groups of people were asked to count pieces of paper. One group, real paper money. The other counted blank pieces of paper. Those who counted the money knew they were not going to get to keep it. After the counting was over, the people who counted the money showed some fascinating results. Those who counted the money were able to handle emotional stress better.
What?
When the participants' hands were placed in cups of very hot water, the money handlers rated the experience as merely unpleasant, whereas those who had counted the blank sheets of paper said it was unbearable.
That's kind of weird.
And the money handlers also reported a sense of well-being at a much higher level than the others. Wow. All right.
Very interesting.
Who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Monty.
Monty who?
Monty Trinkman.
Spell that for me.
M-O-N-T-E.
Yeah.
T-R-E-N-C-K-M-A-N-N.
All right. I got a pair of tickets for you, Monty. Thanks. Hi. Who's this? Okay. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Keith.
Keith who?
Keith Roberts.
Driver?
Robert.
Roberts, got it. All right, come by here. Got a pair of tickets for you, Keith. Thanks. 695-1620 if you want tickets to the rodeo. They're general admission. They're good for tonight, and they're good for tomorrow night as well. That's weird about money as opposed to
that
blank
is,
paper.
That is weird.
I'm still thinking about why would that happen.
I have no idea. I just I think about that when you ever watch a bank teller, because, you know, to them, and it'd be interesting to talk to them how they feel about that, because, you know, they deal with this stuff
all
the
time. That's just what they do.
That's it. Hi there. Who's this?
Olin Fushak.
All right. Spell that last name for me, Olin.
Fushak.
Yeah. You doing all right, buddy?
Doing good. How are you?
Good to talk to you again. Come by here. We got a pair of tickets for you. Hi there. Who's this?
This is David Brochu.
Up. Spell that one for me, David.
It's Brochu.
Okay. It's spelled just like it sounds. Sounds just like it's spelled. Whatever. All right. Come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you. Thanks a lot. These are good for tonight or tomorrow night. At the rodeo. It's the PRCA rodeo. A little bit of that stuff going on. I haven't been out there in a while. It's kind of fun.
And, yes, sir, Bob.
Yes, sir. It's good stuff. Anyway, I don't know what time it starts. 7:30. Starts at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night. All right, got one more pair. Who's this?
Bill Hyatt.
Bill Hyatt. All right, Bill, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you.
Thank you.
All right, you bet.
You're Congratulations. Welcome.
Yeah, there you go. All that stuff.
Yeah. Some people are going to have a good weekend.
Come by the Crystal Park Plaza. All right, on this date, 1987, The Simpsons made their television debut in a short that was called Good Night.
On
Tracy Ullman show. Made Tracy Ullman pretty rich. She didn't have to work after that because she got a piece of the action.
Oh, did she really?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she's got a piece of the Simpsons action.
Plus, she had a hit record in the 80s.
Okay. What was it called? Yeah, never mind.
It's the song. It's